Secretary Chertoff says Americans have every right to be concerned about the hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants that stream across U.S. borders every year.
The vast majority of people who come into this country illegally do so for benign reasons. They want to work. There are certain segments that want to commit crimes or even potentially carry out terrorist acts. Illegal immigration has brought with it violence, trespassing, disturbance to our border communities. There's been an impact all across the country in emergency rooms and hospitals and in schools.
Responding to this concern, Chertoff says the Bush administration has increased the number of Border Patrol agents, deployed advanced technology to monitor remote border areas, and mobilized National Guard units to aid in the task of border enforcement. In addition, the Homeland Security chief said the administration has augmented the ability of immigration agents to return illegal immigrants to their countries of origin and boosted efforts to crack down on American businesses that hire illegal aliens. But speaking at the American Enterprise Institute, Chertoff said more needs to be done. He said additional funding is required to further enhance border security and that the United States must initiate a guest worker program to provide a secure legal means for law-abiding foreigners to get work and for American businesses to satisfy labor needs. For this, he said, legislative action is urgently needed.
Congress has an opportunity and it has a responsibility to act this year to tackle this problem. It has to be clear to everybody that we cannot allow this problem to continue to fester. Because if we don't address it, and if we don't address it comprehensively, it is not going to go away of its own accord. It will be here next year and in the next decade and in the decades afterwards.
In recent months, President Bush repeatedly has called for comprehensive immigration reform. The U.S. Senate recently passed a bill that closely mirrors an administration proposal to strengthen border enforcement, create a guest worker program, and provide a rigorous path for many undocumented workers to eventually gain legal status. Late last year, however, the House of Representatives passed a bill that focuses on law enforcement to solve America's immigration dilemma. The bill would classify illegal immigrants as felons and criminalize those who provide assistance to the country's undocumented population. Many representatives in President Bush's own Republican Party object to any measure that would allow illegal immigrants to remain in the country, a measure they regard as amnesty. A bicameral conference is to attempt to reconcile the sharply divergent bills generated by the two chambers. But analysts are increasingly skeptical that Congress will pass final immigration reform legislation before November elections. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.